This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One always hesitates to dig too deeply into economic research papers. Apologies to economists here, but things can get wonky in a hurry. But there is a new paper out from the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston that says historically a low unemployment rate, and remember we sit at 3.9%, that can actually signal trouble for the economy. So we put Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson to the task of explaining the dangers of too much employment.
You get a job, you get a job, jobs for everyone. How could this possibly be anything other than great for the economy?
When the unemployment rate is very low, the odds of a recession following that are very high.
Ann Owen, an econ professor at Hamilton College, says we don't know for sure why low unemployment might cause a recession.
But one of the reasons why this might happen is actually a result of the Federal Reserve's reaction to a very low unemployment rate.
The link could be something like low unemployment can push up wages. Higher wages cause higher prices, aka inflation. But part of the Fed's job is to keep inflation low. So to counteract rising inflation, it raises interest rates. Because if you make borrowing more expensive, people will borrow less, which slows the economy. Ideally, the Fed slows the economy just enough to keep inflation in check.
They're trying to do what they call engineer a soft landing. And what this paper is saying is that, well, they haven't actually been very successful at that.
At least not historically. But is past prologue? Carl Tannenbaum, the chief economist at Northern Trust in Chicago, says this time might be different.
We have pushed unemployment to a very low level, and yet we have not seen the same kind of wage increase that we've seen in past expansions.
The silver lining to slow wage growth is lower inflation. So
the Fed's reaction can be more measured and the chance of a recession reduced.
The Fed could finally engineer that elusive soft landing. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.